Down to Business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
During the week, we were seeing empty shelves on the supermarkets in Northern Ireland due to processing issues with customs post-Brexit. How are we fixed here in the Republic? Delighted to be joined by Lorcan Allen. He's the agri-business editor with the Farmers Journal. Good morning to you, Lorcan.
Good morning, Bobby.
Now, we see today that I was just being through the papers there with Emily and Declan, Lorcan. A lot of comment around what's happening. You yourself were down in Dublin Port a couple of times. Can you tell us exactly what's happening down there?
Yeah, I think for any listeners, if they really wanted to get a sense of what Brexit is, I would advise go down to Dublin Port and look at some of the new systems that are in operation there. And you can see them from the road. Like they've built all this huge infrastructure to deal with the checks on goods coming into Ireland from the UK post-Brexit. And a lot of them are fairly basic customs checks for revenue purposes, for VAT, that kind of thing. But for any kind of food products or animal-based products, they have to go undergo what's known as SBS checks, which are sanitary or phytosanitary checks. And those are essentially checks to maintain EU food standards on products to make sure, you know, traceability, that kind of thing. And they had to build this enormous warehouse down in Dublin Port to facilitate this because, okay, we know that Ireland exports a lot of food to the UK, but actually Ireland is the largest market for UK food exports. They ship more food over here to us than any other country around the world. So
is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, so like we would ship a lot of beef and pork and cheese and butter and products like that to the UK every year. But what they would send back in the trucks would be much more processed food. So think of your biscuits, your confectionery, your ice cream, exactly that kind of stuff. More processed foods, at ready meals, that kind of thing. And so if like we'll take ready meals for an example. If we'll say Tesco are bringing over a consignment of ready meals for their stores here in Ireland or in Northern Ireland, you know, those products could probably contain meat, and that, you know, before Brexit, before the 1st of January, those products could just come in on the boat and the trucks could drive off and go to Tesco's distribution centre in Donabate. Now, those products contain meat, so they have to have SBS kind of certification because the UK is deemed to be a third country and the EU needs this certification. So SBS, like, I mean, for meat products, they need actually a health certificate that's certified by a vet to say that that meat is up to a standard that the EU demands. And this is causing massive issues in the UK because the food industry in the UK doesn't really have any expertise of dealing with this kind of thing before, because it never had to do any of this before, which is causing all this confusion. When I was down there this week, we organized a briefing with journalists, with kind of some of the agencies, Revenue, Customs, the HSE and the Department of Agriculture, who do these checks on SBS. And the inspectors are saying they're already seeing massive confusion with this paperwork for SBS checks because companies have no experience of dealing with it and they're complex documents to prepare.
And would you not be optimistic, Lorcan, that, you know, a trucker or a haulage company will make a mistake once, they'll forget to notify. I think you have to notify in advance that you're coming. But that will iron itself out, will it not?
You're absolutely right, Bobby. I think this is just early doors, kind of everyone getting used to the new trading regime, and companies will adapt and they'll get better at this thing. It's just a short-term problem. However, so this week at the port, you know, they're saying that about 75% of all the trucks coming in from the UK are getting the green light and going straight out. There's, you know, a quarter of them are having issues, but a lot of those are these food products. But I think there's a potential for this to get worse before it gets better, because the volumes of trade coming in the first 2 weeks of January have been very low. And that's because, you know, the food industry knew that this was coming and yeah, they would have stockpiled both sides either. So I think in the next coming weeks, you're going to see a ramping up of volumes back to more normal levels of trade. And as companies, OK, they're getting better, but there's still a lot of issues there. And I think there could be further holdups at the port in the coming weeks, but in the longer term, it should, you know, sort itself out.
And finally, can I ask you about, you know, trucks going back? Again, we're reading that, you know, if trailers aren't emptied when they arrive in Dublin, they can't be filled with Irish sellers' goods to export. Do you see that being an issue?
again, it's a short-term issue. It's a problem until the UK food industry gets on top of this and you know puts the necessary paperwork in place to deal with this. I think what's interesting is the UK food industry is kind of geared up to service the UK market and Ireland, and the Irish food industry, we're much more export oriented. So a lot of the bigger companies in Ireland would have expertise in selling third markets already. And there's probably people, they have. Some of the things that were been spoken about in the House of Commons this week, their Brexit committee, the food industry is saying, one, we can't get enough vets to do these veterinary certifications on food. And two, there's just not that expertise out there. So they're really kind of sort of having to learn very quickly how to operate and sell products into third countries. So until the UK gets its house in order in terms of that, the trucking could be an issue for Irish food companies looking to go back into the UK market.
Well, thank you very much for your wisdom on that, Lorcan. That's Lorcan Allen. He's the editor of the Agribusiness Editor with the Farmers Journal. Thanks for joining us.